Oh, keep applauding. I don't get this before shows at home. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to, what number is this?
Seven.
Podcast Crew 7. Podcast Crew 7. And this is particularly special because it's the event, for me, that is marking 25th anniversary. What I make? I made it about a half a minute.
Not even, not even.
I was getting emotional backstage.
He was ugly crying.
I was not ugly crying.
Hydrate, hydrate.
Hydrate.
Lubricate.
Oh, that's a different show. Right? But it is wonderful to be here. It has been wonderful getting to meet and meet some of you for the first time, see others of you again. And what has particularly blown me away is the number of first-time cruisers we have on this ship. And before we get into that, let's introduce our team. Starting down at the far end, the newest member of our team, Mr. John Sicari.
Thank you.
Not the newest member of our team, but a wonderful member of our team, Mr. Michael Bowling. Representing cdisney.com, our Spanish language site, Mr. Federico Argar. Of course, the beautiful and talented Miss Kathy Werling.
Hi, everybody.
The also beautiful and talented Miss Teresa Eccles. The beautiful and talented Miss Julie Martin. The beautiful and talented Mr. Kevin Close.
I'll take him.
Of course, Mr. Corey Martin.
Not beautiful.
But
not beautiful
talented.
And not talented. And the man without whom... The
I'm
man,
waiting.
Okay, wait, because I'm good. I've got something good. The man, in all seriousness, the man...
The man...
Without whom, not just this cruise, but the last 25 years would be impossible. John H.I.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a long show. It's going to be a long show.
That's great.
Well, I mean, look, this is overwhelming.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez. This is, you know, under the best circumstances, doing something like this is overwhelming. I'm sure you guys can imagine. And given the last 2 years, when, you know, we didn't know if, when or if we'd ever be able to do this again. And... One thing has been very consistent over the last 25 years, and that has been the love and support that we've gotten from you and how much it means to us.
Me.
You have no idea. You have no idea how much it means to me. I don't know what it means to anybody else. But to me,
tremendous.
To me, it has meant the world. And I can never... ever show my appreciation or my gratitude enough to you. Not just for this, but for the last 25 years. So please, thank you. And I'm being reminded that I forgot somebody. Producing the video for this, not on stage, Craig Williams and Rhino Clavin.
I All right. So now it's my turn.
Okay.
You introduced us. Very, very nice. Very appreciative of what you said. But my honor is to introduce you. Pete is the captain of this ship in every sense of the word. Everything we do is because of an idea he has and a spark he has and his imagination. And it makes me specifically move forward. I don't know that we would do a tenth of the things we do if it wasn't for Pete saying, I've got this great idea, let's do this. So truly the man behind everything, Peter Werner.
But it, and I promise we'll stop after this.
We have to, my feet are getting wet. I'm gonna close the waterproof doors at any minute.
Really? Ideas, look, we all have ideas, right? All of us in our lives have ideas. I wanna do this, I wanna do that. It's never about how good the idea is. It's about how good the execution is. And if you are not surrounded, I learned this a long time ago, if you're not surrounded by an incredible team of people that can carry out those ideas, all you are is a guy with an idea and nothing else. It all comes down to execution. And, you know, one thing I think John and I have been, I think we've been good at a number of things in our career. But I think our strongest suit has been really being able to pick talent, to find talent, see it. You know, this is our baby. This is our baby, and we know what it needs. We've been with it since the very, very first day. And we've watched it grow. We know what it needs. And so we've gotten very good at being able to pick the right people. I mean, just look at this team. Look at the, honest to God. I look at this team and I'm like, how did I get this lucky? But that's really been, I think, our greatest strength has been being able to find the right people. It's, you know, why this has survived crashes and pandemics and, you know, recessions. And damn it, we're still here. So, and another thing I think has been our strength among all our team is that we're honest. We're honest. What we say to you on the show is what we say to each other when we're not, just with less colorful language. I don't want the explicit rating on YouTube.
Again.
unless, of course, you are among the people I call my tribe, my Patreon supporters. The after show they get, the after show and my solo shows, they get completely unedited. Completely unedited. And you know, the first time I did that, where I let myself curse doing a show, because I'm so conscious of it, or some of the things I'll say on those shows. First time I did it, I said to myself, oh, you gotta edit that out. And I'm like, no, let it stand. Let it stand. Now, I'm not going to say there aren't things I haven't edited out of those shows. I'm going to be honest. There are some things I'm like, nah, that's too far. And for me to say it's too far, it was too far. But no, this has just been, this has been a wonderful week. It started for Mom, my beautiful mother, Madeline. This is the part she loves. I tried to get them to put a spotlight on you, Ma. She's like, don't.
Or to have your seat raise up.
Spin around. Mom and my niece Robin, Federico and I got on the ship last week for the cruise, the three-nighter right before this. I wanted to kind of just chill out and relax a little bit before this started. And for those of you doing your first-time cruise, I sincerely hope you're walking around with three words on your lips. Pete was right. And I've said it multiple times. I'm going to say it again here. Not because I'm sitting in their theater. For my money, this is the Disney experience I want. And when I make the comparison to Walt Disney World and, you know, point out the fact that there really isn't a lot of daylight between the price of a Disney World vacation and a Disney Cruise Line vacation anymore, people get upset with me. They get upset with me that, you know, you don't understand this and you don't understand that. Please, I understand full well. My only response to those people is up your meds. Up your meds. I'm sharing my opinion, my experience, and I'm sharing it honestly. For my money, I want to be on a Disney cruise vacation because Disney magic is alive and well on this ship. Alive and well on this ship. Now, while we're talking about Disney magic, let's talk about the announcement that just came out that Genie Plus will no longer be available to pre-order on your vacation, that it will only be available the day you get to the parks.
Beginning June 8th, you can't order in advance. You can't add it to your Walt Disney World stay in advance until June 7th. June 8th, that's it. Day of, you have to add it. I know our Disney rep is probably in the audience, so she should probably leave. Right about now. Bye, Stacey.
And we have, in my thank yous, I forgot, I apologize, dear. Stacey Ray, our Disney rep for many years. Really, no, give it up. You have no idea what she puts up with. You have no idea what she puts up with from us.
How put up with it from her, too.
That's true. Not from me. Not on my end, anyway. And to give you an idea of how devoted she is to our account, to Dreams Unlimited Travel, she's here. She's here because she wanted to make sure that everything was okay. Everything was okay. And we have to give a huge shout out to the man that we work with to coordinate these cruises, Mr. David Gadsden.
Where's he at? He's up top.
David has, David's been our point of contact for these cruises for a while now. And he knows us, he gets us, and he makes things happen. He makes things happen. And yeah, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. Oh, yes. But back to Genie Plus. Where Stacy has to leave.
Have you all met any of our other Disney reps? No, you haven't. That's why she's so special.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to Genie Plus. What do we think this change means? Why take it away from pre-booking, which also takes away the commission from travel agents? Why take it away from pre-booking?
What I have speculation as to why. I don't know for sure, but
yeah, really, someone go over and cover.
Yeah, I'm gonna. apparently, they're having technical issues with it. Shocking.
Oh. No.
I know this comes as a surprise, and the amount that they're selling in advance is becoming a problem. But for the end user, this creates even more of a problem, because now you have to get up in the morning and you have to buy Disney Plus on Disney's technology so that that day you can grab your front of the line.
Whatever it is you grab from Genie Plus.
Exactly.
None of you expect that to be a problem, right? The website always works perfectly.
Federico, you were going to say something.
Yeah, what I thought it was interesting about the information we got is that it said limited availability. And when Disney Genie Plus first came, it's supposed to be unlimited. So I wonder if now they're going to start limiting the amount of people who can get it in order to make the service better.
Well, I think they're going to limit the amount of people that can get it as a justification to raise the price. I think that's what's coming. I think that's what's coming next. is that, you know, people are using it because, let's be honest, they were forced to use it. If you want to not wait in 2-hour lines, you can wait in a 1-hour line. That you, you know, and so they look at that, that people are using it, and, you know, proclaim it a success. I don't think it has been. I don't think it has been. I think, you know, look, we always have the scenario where something gets announced and we all collectively lose our minds and the world is coming to an end. But then usually within a few months, we come around. We come around. I don't hear as much screaming about Harmonious today as I did back in October. And while there are some people I've heard say that they like Genie Plus, the vast majority of people that have used it aren't fans. Aren't fans. So the question is, I think this is a sign there's trouble with Genie Plus. I think this is a sign there's trouble. And we can pray. Make it go away. Make it go away. Bring back our fast passes. Bring back our fast passes.
I got bad news for you.
That's never coming back.
They can rename it to the Diaper Genie. That would be close.
Never, ever going to happen. Genie Plus is the next thing until the next thing. And that's just the way it's going to be. And
do well, can we get to the next thing now?
And do away with park reservations.
Yeah, again, never going to happen. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I've heard from multiple people that park reservations are never going anywhere. I heard, you know, what I was told was that, oh, we can now really control the crowds in the park. Anybody think these crowds are controlled?
No.
I think they can just count the people better. I think that's all that does for them, is they can count the people better. It tells them, you know, how many people are planning to be there, staffing-wise, other, you know, operationally, it might be a good thing for them. But in terms of the guest experience, does anybody feel Genie Plus has made your experience better? So, I don't know. But that there was that announcement. Slightly better announcement was that 2023 packages will go on sale the same day, June 8th. So we can book 2023.
It's about time.
What's that?
It's about time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The only thing we know is that we've been told it's not, these packages won't be much different than what we saw in 2022, so no big surprises are happening. So I think that's at least a little bit of a comfort.
There's another thank you I forgot.
Okay.
Our third business partner, Donna Lefevre, is somewhere. There she is. The third owner of Dreams, Donna Lefevre. Sorry about that, dear. It's the mind is going. The mind is going. It's all the sun and these lights. I don't know why. I just feel like the announcement on Genie Plus meant there's trouble in paradise.
I agree.
So,
why, if something is popular and you're selling a lot of it, you don't stop selling a lot of it. You know, it doesn't make any sense to
that's
say,
a good
oh,
point.
Look, we've sold all this amount. Let's stop doing it. So there's something wrong with it. They need to fix it. My fear is the folks who get to the park and the technology doesn't work and you can't get it and then you can't get your fast pass out of it. I think that that's going to be a big problem for folks.
And I honestly think a lot of the things they're doing at World is the best marketing for Disney Cruise Line that Disney Cruise Line could ever hope for. Because I don't have to worry about that here. I don't have to worry about feeling nickel and dimed. I don't have to worry about, you know, making my dining, unless I'm making it for Paolo or Remy. But that's it. That's the only hoop I have to jump through, really. Outside of that, you just show up. You just show up and have your vacation. And
I will say the one hoop, and I'll talk about, unfortunately, a lot of y'all did not get to meet Denny Sunderly. She didn't make it on the ship because of one of those hoops. Her husband tested positive So she couldn't make it on this cruise. So hopefully that hoop.
he's fine, by the way. We want to make
sure
everybody
knows
he's perfectly fine. Mild symptoms.
So I mentioned Denny Sunderland, and then there's Jackie Gailey over there. I don't want to make her.
When I talk about my great team, Jackie Gailey. Of course, the announcement too was it June 7th? Testing is going away at the port?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm happy about
that.
You
guys have been on the cruise. You haven't heard this stuff.
Yeah, you haven't had the news like we have.
Yes.
You still have to get tested, but you can do it from home.
Within 48 hours.
Within 48 hours, and upload your results to the Safe Passage website, which we all know works so well.
On the honor system?
I'm sorry, say again?
It's the honor system?
Not the honor system.
No, it's not the honor system. You have to get tested at home and then upload your results to Safe Passage.
Right. No,
and I'm going to tell you something about Safe Passage.
It can't be like a pregnancy.
I had no problems with that.
I didn't either. No problem.
I think it's a matter of how many clients we have. Because of that, we do see people come to us with issues with Safe Passage.
Okay.
With the site not working properly. So, I mean, I think it's a volume thing.
We were a little concerned with the, the testing at the port. Like thinking about Farris, like I don't know if he'd do this, but I think at home we can easily swab him.
Yeah, no one will hear him scream.
I think it takes away a lot of anxiety.
It takes away.
You know, what if for some reason I test positive because of a bad result or because I don't know, but also, you know, with kids, you never know if the kid's going to test positive. So I think there's, at least this alleviates the anxiety of showing up and then what's going to happen if I can't get on the ship, which we have had happen this cruise.
Yeah.
A couple of our guests could not get on the ship.
Could not get on.
It's going to be a bunch of things that will be offered. Mm-hmm. They're saying an at-home proctor test, but they're not recommending one at this time. So as we get more information, we'll make sure we get
that. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get more as it gets closer to the date.
But they're saying, like, go to a CVS or a Walgreens or a place like that.
But, you know, it's a tough needle for DCL to thread between safety and convenience.
You're talking about stuffing that Q-tip up your nose, and it made me sneeze.
Finding, you know, it's a lot easier to find out at home that you can't make your cruise than it is when you've already gone through the process of getting here.
Yeah.
And you get turned away at the port.
I'm curious if any of you pre-tested before your test at the port. Yeah. Good for you, so did we.
Yeah, a lot of hands went up of people pre-testing at the port or before they got here. I was nervous, you know, that, let's be honest, that's the longest 15, 20 minutes of your life.
It really is.
When you're waiting at the port to find out, and especially, you know, it is generally for me, well, I mean, I'm anxious to begin with, but when, you know, for this cruise, because, you know, doing the back-to-back, which was an interesting experience, I was like, I have to test twice, because you have to get off and test again for that. This is one cruise I couldn't miss, you know, I gotta be here. So I like quarantined myself for a week before we came and like, please don't let me get COVID between here and the port.
Once you walk through those doors into that atrium, you're like, okay, I made it. I can breathe now.
I can breathe now. What else do we want to talk about?
The cruise.
The cruise. Want to talk about your experience on the cruise?
Aren't we going to start with Panda?
We're going to start with Panda?
Panda, we're going to start
this
with
is you. Usually how it goes.
I told Kevin I couldn't hear him before. Now I'm getting yelled at all the time. I'll make this fast because there's a lot of us, and I'll split up into two parts. You people would think I would say the food. I'm not saying the food, even though that's probably my favorite. But it's the service on the ship. The cast members, from the cabin steward to the waiters and waitresses that can't do enough for you. So I'll make it quick, I said, but if we're talking about this specific cruise, I'm not going to have you pass the tissues. Just talking to all of you, getting to know some of you, hearing some of your comments has been the most humbling thing that happened to me this week. Thank you. It was nice.
Pass
Thank
down.
You so much.
Thank you.
What a bunch of crybabies we have on this.
Give one of these to him.
He took mine. I'll keep another one.
Glad it's not just me.
You're supposed to give it to Panda.
I gave him mine.
You gave him the one you were playing?
I hadn't used it yet. Okay.
Was this used? I have Eccles snot on my snot.
You kept the fresh one?
I didn't. I gave him that one.
Let me share a story that
it
I was...
It doesn't smell.
Let me share a story. We talk about how great these cast members are, these crew members. I was sharing the story backstage. You know, no secret to anybody. I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict. I've been sober 9 years. I went up, you know, and my drink of choice is Coke Zero. And I was up on deck 13 at Currents Bar, and I asked for a Coke Zero, and he poured it for me. And he said, would you like me to add your rum? That was my drink. My drink of choice was a double Captain and Coke. This guy remembered me from 13 years ago.
Wow.
Well, you did drink a lot.
I'm not debating that. I'm not debating that.
That's a double-edged sword.
But, no, it just... Like, at first, when he said it, I didn't make the connection. And I'm like, oh, God, absolutely not. I put my hand over the top of the glass. And he goes, oh, I just remember that was what you drank. I'm like, I haven't had a drink in 9 years. How do you remember that? And he goes, oh, I remember you from the magic and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Crazy.
But
yeah.
That
is crazy. All over the ship. Obviously, I've been cruising a lot lately, and the number of times I hear a crew member say welcome back to me, and I don't remember them, because I don't have that kind of memory. How do they do that? How do they remember these details, these little details? And as wonderful, something else I was saying, As wonderful as all the crew have been, nowhere is it better. If you're staying in concierge, you know what I'm talking about. The concierge team is absolutely unbelievable on this ship. Mm-hmm. Absolutely unbelievable. I got to give them a shout out.
They better be.
Everybody else hates you.
What's that?
Everybody else hates you who's not in concierge.
Well, just so you know, full price. Okay? I pay what you pay on these cruises. I don't use travel agent rates. I don't use any discounts or anything other than what's, you know, whatever might be available. But concierge is never discounted. That's how good it is. I'll spend my own money, or John's. I'll spend my own money, pay full price, because the service is just that good. And I have never once walked off a ship and said, nah, it wasn't worth it. Never once. And that's just another thing I love about Disney Cruise Line. You know, I've done concierge at the resorts. I've done concierge at hotels and other places. No one in my experience has been able to hold a candle to how good this concierge staff is, honestly. So if you ever get the chance, I highly recommend it. It's so choice. We have to make a Ferris Bueller reference.
You know it.
Puerto Rico. Halfway through his thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I hijacked.
Yes.
It's what I do.
And there's only 8 more of us.
Were you done, Panda?
Yes, you were done.
Yeah, we're done with Panda.
Puerto Rico.
Well, I was going to say what Panda said because I was sure he was going to talk about the food, but this is my first podcast cruise, so being able to talk to people and meet everyone has been so amazing and surreal. But I'm from Colombia, and I work with Jimmy and Melly, who are from Argentina.
And I forgot to thank Jimmy Valdez and Melissa Gill from Sea Disney. They're also here.
I wouldn't be sitting in this table or having this experience if it weren't for them. So we don't get to meet as much because we live so far away. but we
you
work.
You don't speak our language.
So every time I...
I think he's speaking our language just fine.
She's turned into that girl.
Every time I get to see them and spend time with them, it's just so... I feel like so close to them and so grateful for all that
That's
we
so
get to
sweet.
Do together. So that is my favorite. And spending time with Pete, of course, was my best friend. And
it's your turn, Shut up.
Teresa?
Is it my turn? Okay.
Yes, Karen.
Shut up.
Yeah, Karen, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Good catch.
Did you just call me a bitch?
I said good...
Teresa, we were raised right. We do that behind your back.
John caught your projectile. Oh, okay. I said, good catch. Okay. But yeah, bitch, go ahead.
Okay. He All actually right. said, good catch for a gay, is what he meant.
Talking about rating.
All right. My favorite thing is always just seeing my friends.
Aww.
New and old. Joe, Bob, Teresa.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, no, we're not going to name them. We don't have that kind of time.
Wasn't there a show where Teresa was announcing birthdays back in the day?
Oh, back in the day, in the early days, yeah, that we would do the birthdays.
It went on for like 30 minutes of housekeeping.
Yeah. That lasted 2 weeks.
That was fun. We should bring that back.
Oh, no, we should not.
I remember that.
Like, and we're AM radio.
And my next best thing that I've had fun with is I get to sit next to Fetty.
You are sweet. And he smells good, too.
But okay.
Thank you. But I got her tissue.
No, I just seeing everybody that we've seen on past cruises. And like you said, people that we've not seen on cruises before. And it's the one time I get to see Donna and yep. and Joe.
Yes, you say Joe.
Jerry Joe.
I know Joe. One time they came to the Welcome Center, the office. Do you remember
Joe
that
Joe is Donna's husband.
And they got out of the car, and it's going to happen. I can feel it happening. I saw Joe, and I burst into tears for whatever reason. You remember that? It was like freakish.
It was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday. It was just freakishly weird. I don't know. I'm sorry, Donna.
Well,
I don't know
he
why.
Does. Teresa, okay. Okay, Joe Donna. Gives the best hugs.
He does. Like,
I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't know where that was going.
He's like my dad, Pete.
You're from the South?
Not
sorry,
that part.
Sorry. You know our rap over here is going to...
All right, all right.
If you want us to pause while you leave, it's okay.
All right, let's go down to Michael.
Kevin.
No, I'm going to come back. Okay, I'm going to come back. Let's go down to Michael Bowling down at the end there. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I can't see you from here. There he is. Michael Bowling, of course, the host of Connecting with Walt, a very popular podcast we've been producing for a number of years now.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, I talk about the history of the parks and Walt and all that. There is a tremendous amount of history on this ship. This is like a little floating history museum. I just finished reading a book on the history of the Disney Cruise Lines, the ship's Castaway Key. Take a moment. We always talk about looking at the details of the parks. You want to walk around and look at the details of the ship, because that's what really, again, differentiates Disney Cruise Lines from all the other cruise lines that there are. But there are so many historic photographs here. The animation art that's all over the ships is just wonderful. And go down to the pub where you can see historic photos, but look for the coin that is the... That, you know, it's tradition that you always lay a coin in the keel of a ship. Look for the coin that's on display down there in the pub for the ship. There's just so much. So as you run to your different activities, take time to explore the ship. It's just gorgeous. It's beautiful. And of course, the highlight for me, again, is reconnecting with old friends. Haven't seen in 2 years because of the pandemic. and meeting all of you, old friends and new friends, who listen to the show, and you tell me, oh, we listen to you while we wash the dog, or, you know, run, go jogging and all that. It means so much to me. Thank you.
So. Thank you, Michael. And I'm just looking at the time here. We got to speed this up. Kathy.
That's your fault. I can talk fast. My favorite story is when we walked into our room and we got on the ship, there was an odd smell in our room. And if you want to see customer service at its finest, long story, bunch of people came to our room, and there was a cast member, team member, crew member, whatever. Her name was Haiti. She was crawling around in her whites on the floor in our room trying to find the smell. She went and got the sprays that they use. She brought stuff to the room. Guest services has been up to our room, I don't know how many times, apologizing. Did they want to? It's like, where else do you get that kind of service? And last night, we were in our room. We were watching the Golden Mickeys on TV. And I had the box of tissues beside me because where else can you go and get the caliber of shows that you get when you're on a Disney ship? And for all the stuff that's been going on with Disney lately, it hurts me when I see the wonderful things that Disney does, and yet people complain and moan. And it's like when they talk about dreams and wishes, I'm right there because I never ever thought I would get to something like this and to have, as I've said before, friends around the world. My world got bigger because of the Diz, but it made my world smaller when I get to see all of you people. And please, if you're in the audience and you haven't come up and said something to me, please do, because I hate when I go home and I see on Facebook, well, I saw Kathy, but I didn't want to interrupt her. Please come up, talk, and have just a great old time on this ship because it's the best.
Awesome.
We should go as a team.
What's that?
I said we should talk as a team. It's our first cruise without children in a very long time. So my most favorite thing has been being alone with Corey, of course. But I guess my second favorite thing would obviously be all of you. I have met several people who have lost loved ones recently, and we have trauma bonded. I have cried so many times on this cruise. It's kind of embarrassing. I even cried on Ray Benson, guys. But it's been really fabulous. Thank you all for being so sweet and kind to us. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like picking up where we left off. Like, we've been, I was a little nervous about folding myself back into a social environment because it's been so long and it's just been us at home, you know. And we, I was nervous, like, is this going to be different, you know? But it hasn't. It hasn't. And I thought I had to be drunk for it too. And I'm not. And so it's reassuring
it's a different experience.
It is a different experience, but I'm happy. I'm happy to see, like, again, new and old. And, you know, when people tell us that they watch us on 4K televisions, it's the scariest thing.
Yeah.
That's scary. Stop. These lights are crazy. You watch us on 4K? What? But anyway, it's great to see y'all. And for the people that say, oh, I didn't want to interrupt you. I didn't want to say, you know, come up to us. Yeah. This is what we're here for.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Also, Corey set off the smoke alarm this morning.
If you stopped drinking and started
smoking. If you take a hot shower, like a really hot shower, close the door. Because I heard something going off in the room, and I had a call from the bridge because a smoke alarm was going off, and I'm running around the room wet, naked, you know.
And I wasn't there.
She wasn't there. She was getting coffee. And but anyway, that's how my morning started.
Well, there's a visual I didn't need.
Wet and naked Corey.
That video is for Patreon.
All right, Kevin, what about you?
Obviously, it's all of you, except for you. I'm tired of you. It's been so good to do this again after 2 years. Julie, when was the last time I saw you?
I don't know, Kevin.
It's got to be like a couple of years, right?
I had. I think. Well, he thought I still had short hair.
She did. She had a little pixie cut.
Which I did have a pixie when the pandemic started.
It's amazing to be back together.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever. So, yeah, great service, great food, great ship, great details. It's you. Yeah.
Great people.
We're here because of you. We would still go cruising, but it's more fun with you. I'm done.
All right. Okay. What about you?
Me? My turn? Obviously, what everyone said, it is really about enjoying time with folks, seeing old friends, making new friends. But there's something about being able to cruise and travel with people who we've known for many, many years, and that you finally get a chance to travel with again. We've mentioned her before, our business partner, Donna. So excited. Donna and I can't remember the last time we have cruised together.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Can everybody see her? Man, is she old. Oh my God. Do you know that Donna actually ate Napoleons with Napoleon?
How long have you been sitting on that?
He's been sitting on that one.
I got one more. Donna is such a hard worker. All her life, she's been a tremendously hard worker. She's had two jobs her whole life. Her first two jobs, hunter and gatherer. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for allowing me to tell
And
you.
Just to give you an idea of what poor Donna has to put up with, you hear that from John. I tell her every time I see her, her social security number is 12.
Yeah. This and is that not just for the show. We do this all
we
the
do
time.
This all, no, we do this offline. And that was it heavy carrying the stone tablets with her birth certificate on it?
Thank you for being a good sport, Donna.
But I'm going to tell you what.
You know I love you.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what. You look amazing. Absolutely amazing. I should look that good now, let alone when I'm 807 or whatever.
They're not going to stop until you cry, Donna. So come on now.
You can't reach it. You can hand it back. Put it over your head.
Everybody.
Never mind. Donna, use Joe's sleeve.
Use Joe's sleeve, yeah.
But in all seriousness, seeing old friends, seeing new friends, it really is an incredible experience. I mean, I think that's the best part, is standing in the hallway and have people come up and talk to us. It's really...
And the except first outside the men's room. You all need to stop doing that.
It is a humbling experience.
It has been. It has. And I think that's a good way to put it, that it is a humbling experience. That we... Like I said at the start of the show, seeing people I've known for years, friends I've made through this show, meeting new friends, it may sound trite, but it's the best part of my job. The absolute best part of my job is getting, it can be a very one-sided conversation in a lot of ways when we're doing shows. It's us talking to you. And we've had to learn over the years how to listen, you know, through different forms of feedback, whether it's email, social media. We've had to learn how to listen to some of you. Some of you are crazy. No, not really. I'm not kidding. But it has made us better. It has made us better. And the number of people that... come up and say hello to me and then apologize for taking up my time.
I know.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Everybody has a story to tell, and we love to hear it. Yeah. We love to hear why you're on the ship and how we, you know.
Well, whether it's on the ship or in the parks,
but a lot,
or
like a lot of the
are.
First people, like I've met some people that are on this ship for the first time, and like we wouldn't be on this ship if it wasn't for y'all. Y'all didn't make us feel comfortable being here. Yeah. So I love to hear the stories of just.
And I love to get to meet folks.
Mm-hmm.
I
and
really
we do
love
like
to get
talk
to meet
about
people.
Ourselves.
And we do like to talk about ourselves, yeah.
You know, there's only, Pete, there's only one person that I don't really like to hear their stories.
You're not
Mary
picking
jo.
On Donna again, huh?
Mary Jo.
They never end. I roomed with her on a cruise and it just never ends.
But I love the sound of her voice.
She can hear you.
I know, I see her.
I'm paying attention to time here because one of my highlights one of my highlights of this cruise, other than getting to meet a lot of you and get to know you, some of you better, was that unbelievable concert that we had the other day. And it is always a highlight for me when I get to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Jody Benson. I'm assuming she's back there.
Jody's gonna sit in my spot and with
oh,
that.
Oh wait, there she is. I thought she was backstage. I'm ladies and gentlemen, Jody Benson.
I'm just happy to leave here.
You're gonna sit right next to me.
I'm gonna go do Q.
I'm just gonna be right here.
You need a microphone,
sweetheart. Sit down, sweetheart. Sit down, sweetheart.
Please push it in. We don't want her to fall. Thank you.
I feel like I'm part of the U.S. official government.
Don't you?
I feel like we're in an embassy.
I'd vote for you.
War negotiations right now.
You're part of our world.
Oh. How long did it take you to figure that one out, John?
Oh.
Don't encourage him.
I'm back there cracking up at all these one-liners, these comedians. Hi, Mommy. Hi, you know she's my mommy. No, she's my mommy. Yeah.
I'm not letting go of her, but you can. I'll share.
No, I've adopted her. I just call her Mommy every time I see her. She makes me smile. She keeps me young. She's awesome.
She really is.
Yeah.
She really is.
Yeah. It's all about her. No, truly, you're all amazing, but she's just incredible. So I tolerate you because I adore your mother. No, just kidding.
I'll take that.
I'm kidding. I'm totally.
I will absolutely take being tolerated by a Disney legend.
No.
I'm fine with that.
You know I'm joking. I adore you. I adore you all. This is great. So
to
much
me,
fun.
Most of all.
You. No, your mother, but no, I'm just kidding. But it's been so much fun. This cruise has been so much fun. And I love getting to see all of you at Castaway and, you know, around the ship. I saw a few folks this morning, and you all have been so kind to our family and to Delaney and to Ray. And I think a lot of you have pushed on to Ray to get out of retirement, so I'm hoping that happens.
Amen. Amen.
You know, like Pete said, honey, when you have a gift like that and you don't share it, shame on you.
Well, I didn't say it quite like that.
I added.
You're embellishing.
I embellished.
You're embellishing. But no, I did say to him, when you have a gift like that, you have a responsibility to share it.
That's how he put it. I thought that was a nice way to say that.
And come on, that was incredible.
It was spectacular.
That was incredible. and the amount of pride... The amount of pride you must have.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm super, super thrilled. You know, when you love people and you adore people and they're doing what they have been created to do, like all of these people here at the table, when they're doing what they love and what they've been gifted to do, and you're on the other side getting to watch that happen, it just brings so much joy. You know, like watching them share their gifts with you just really fills my heart in a really different kind of a way. It's different than like when I'm singing and I'm sharing, I have such fulfillment, such joy. But it's something different watching Ray and Delaney share their gift with you. It's like double the amount of joy. I don't know if I can really explain it. I didn't do a very good job. But
we saw it.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain it. We saw it.
Just super, super fun. And, you know, of course, I'm running around the ship like a kid because I like to do all the activities and I like to watch all the game shows. And, of course, I have to see every single show. And it's just spectacular. So right before I came here, I went up to have my picture taken with Mickey by myself. I did.
Aww.
I did. I ran up there and I saw him and I was like, oh. And so I figured out, you know, when they block all the little staircases, it's so confusing for me. I mean, like, how do I get to you, Mickey? So I tried this staircase, and it's blocked, and this. And so you had to go up and all the way around. And
don't you just show the Legends pin?
No. No.
Just show the Legends Pit. Get out of my way.
You just wait in line. You just wait in line. And so the attendant was like, you know, will there be other people joining? I'm like, no, it's just me. Just me. Just want my picture with Mickey. So that's where I just came from.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Federico, you had a question.
I do. For yeah. I,
you have a question for me?
Yes.
Oh.
That was a beautiful, beautiful show, and I'm very grateful for that. And seeing your daughter perform was an amazing surprise, and I believe that she's going to be a star,
aww,
or she already
so
is. And I was wondering, what advice would you give your daughter starting a career in the entertainment business, yeah, or someone who just started?
Right. Yeah, I think I shared with you that this was not her passion. Her passion was soccer, and she wanted to be going into college on a scholarship to play soccer. It's incredible. So when she kind of came to Ray and I and said, you know, at 13, 14, I think I'd like to try this, I think both of us, of course, we didn't know if she had what it would take inside, like natural gifting, but also we were like, oh, what a crazy career, really, is this? But it was all her. So my encouragement to parents and young people alike is that whatever their passion is, it has to come from the child. It can't be forced upon by the adult. It never works. It never works that way. So because this was all Delaney, we gave her, I think, the harsh realities, so to speak, that this is a difficult life to pursue. It is not consistent. It is not stable. So if you need those elements in your life, you need to find something else. And Ray kind of would say it very clearly to her, like, if you're second guessing yourself or you have any hesitation, you need to try something else, because the entertainment industry is volatile, really, especially now after the pandemic. But it's all been her. And again, the fact that she has worked professionally throughout while she's in college in the middle of a global pandemic, she has experienced what that tenacity level needs to be like for her. You know, I think because she has Ray and I and has seen the reality of the industry, she's not looking through it with rose-colored glasses at all. She has a real sense of reality, mm-hmm, of like, this is what it is, but this is what she wants to do. So then when the child says, this is what I want to do, then as parents, you are their number one fan.
Yeah.
You are their number one cheerleader.
Amen.
And you,
amen,
back them up no matter what. And they believe in their dream, jump on board with their dream and believe in it with them.
You tell them.
Well, you know, it's just, there was a, I'm not sure if the young mom is here today. She stopped me at the Cove Cafe after the concert. What's your first name, sweetie?
Lindsay.
Okay, so Lindsay stopped me at Cove Cafe. You know, I'm so sorry to bother you. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? I'm thrilled. And she said to me, what's your secret? And I didn't quite know what she meant. Like, what's your secret to singing, or what's your secret to something?
Looking gorgeous.
No, that's very sweet. And you're up there now with your mom. So she said, what's your secret to having such a special relationship with your daughter? And I had to stop. And of course, the first thing I think I said is, it's our faith. You know, it's definitely God. It's definitely a God thing. Second of all, I said homeschooling, but I didn't mean that homeschooling was the answer. It was the time spent with the child. It's the time that we've poured into the kids that the fruit of that has come back. And the other thing is to love and respect them at every age. I've seen parents talk to 2, 3, and 4-year-olds on this cruise in not a very loving and respectful way, but kind of a condescending sort of reprimand, which is, you know, healthy discipline. But when they're 3 and 4, you know, just cheer them on, like join in with them. You know, they're doing their best, you know, they're just little things. So she had just said that to me, and I thought, oh, Yeah, I think it's the element of time that you pour in that comes back a hundredfold of a fruition. Ray and I are not perfect parents by any means. We've made a million mistakes and then some. But I think that we've always tried to love and respect our kids at whatever age they are and treat them like lovely human beings and not like little children that are kind of annoying or maybe in our way or keeping us from doing all the fun things we want to do. And really treating them as lovely humans with kindness, respect. So I feel like that has given us this relationship with our kids that's such a gift, such a gift. Anyways, I just appreciated you saying something like that, and it made me really think about it on this cruise. So thank you.
Okay, awesome.
I'm talking too much. Sorry.
No, not you go, girl. John, you have something.
I do. I know you have a very full plate. You have a lot going on in your life, and there's a tremendous amount coming up. But I also know you have something very special happening soon that we want to share with our audience.
Oh.
Do you want to make the announcement, or would you like me to do it?
We're not having a baby. That would be the Immaculate Conception, since there are no more working goods.
Well, I just heard your husband go, thank God.
Thank God. Well, there's a couple of special things, and maybe John's thinking of something else, but today is our 38th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's right. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. So it's super fun to share it with all of you, and super fun to be together and to share it with Delaney and her lovely, lovely boyfriend, Hayes. So we've had a really fun time. The other thing is two weeks from today, our son McKinley is getting married. So that's another huge blessing. And he and his fiance, Mackenzie. Yes, it's McKinley and Mackenzie.
Whoa.
I know. But we call them M&M.
Oh!
M&M. Because we can never get their names quite right. They have been dating for 7 years. They're getting married on their 7th anniversary of their first date at a coffee shop where they fist bumped it out afterwards and said, you on date? Yeah, let's date. So 7 years from the fist bump is when they're getting married. In this, it's pretty dang cute. He just turned 16. It's his first girlfriend. It's his first and only kiss, and it's his bride-to-be.
So, wow.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Yeah. And they met at church on Wednesday night youth group. So that's pretty sweet. They're an amazing couple. We hope to bring them on a cruise. Obviously, they're getting married in 2 weeks, and they're both working full-time in the entertainment industry and could not get this week off because they're, you know, need that time off for the wedding and their honeyoon. Was that what I was supposed to announce?
That's a huge thing happening.
That's a huge thing happening in your life, but there's something else. Something else happening later this year.
Don't you have a book coming out?
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. Immediately when
your
you say big, exciting things, I'm thinking family only. Yeah, I am not thinking self-promotion because that's just not my thing. This is, this is something I never wanted to do. Was write a book. Never in a million years did I ever want to write a book. So when Tyndale Publishing came to me at the beginning of the pandemic, I said, absolutely not. Hell will need to freeze over and God will need to come down from the earth and speak to me in person.
Oh, so this is your fault.
Yeah. So a few months went by and then they kind of came back. And then, I kind of did have that encounter where it was like, I really felt in my heart, God's going like, you're not going to do this, huh? And I'm like, nope. Really? What if you had a story to share? And what if one person read this book and one person was encouraged? Would it be worth it? Dang it. You had to go there. You had to go there, right? You had to get that empathy thing in there. So that's what it was. Against all odds and against me pulling out my hair and screaming and crying, yes, I wrote a book and with an incredible ghostwriter. But it's all of my words. And it is coming out in September. And I'm pretty scared about it, honestly. It's all a love letter. It's all encouraging, but it does share a lot of personal things about my life. And even though I'm in the public eye, I'm kind of a private person. It's a little scary, but I am encouraged because there are a handful of people that have read it and have been encouraged. And in fact, I just recorded the audiobook a couple of weeks ago. Yes, I narrate my own book, and which makes sense. And my engineer, who is a really great guy, we've been friends for 15 years, came up to me at the last day, on the fifth day of the recording. And I was like, "So John, are we still friends?" He's like, "Yeah." I said, "You learned a lot about me, didn't you? I didn't know how you'd feel about it after listening to my story, the good, the bad, and the ugly."
And he said, "I cannot wait to read this."
And he said, he goes, "Well, I know how you share in the author's notes that if one person could read this and be encouraged, it will have been worth the suffering and the pain and the anguish of sometimes having to go back and remember the past and my faults." And he said, "I just wanted you to know I'm that one person."
Oh.
And I just felt like that was a real seal the deal for me. When he said that, I just had like total peace in my heart that, yes, this was supposed to happen. And it may have just been for John. Literally. Really. And that was my answer to my prayer, because I really felt like God said, if one person's encouraged, will you go through this process? And I said, yes. So I already had that confirmation
from John.
You
already have it.
What's the name of the book?
Part of My World. Not my choice. Publisher's choice. They had to obviously make that connection. Of course, we have permission from Disney, and we have Alan Menken. We have my boss at Disney of 36 years, who both wrote endorsements kindly. Paige O'Hara, the amazing dear friend of Ray and I, she insisted on doing the foreword.
Wow.
And she recorded her foreword as Paige, which is really unbelievable. And I just read it recently and made me cry. It was just really, really sweet. So they sent these postcards with little pre-order, blah, 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 all that stuff. Anyways, that's,
I have something I want to say. Jody doesn't know this. Ray doesn't know this. I would like to buy the first 400 books, and I'm going to be sending them to everybody who is on our podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So, oh my gosh.
So you all will be getting one of Jody's new books.
Oh my gosh, that's unbelievable. That is so sweet.
And I was told that we were recently reached out to by your publisher.
Oh, you were? Oh, I don't know that part of all of that.
to promote your book. We told him absolutely, but your money's no good here. No. We will promote this.
That's very sweet.
For you guys. I am so excited. Anybody else excited about this book?
Yeah. I'm overwhelmed and completely touched. That's incredibly, incredibly kind and thoughtful of all of you.
Well, you have been incredibly kind and thoughtful with us, with our audience.
Oh, I love all of you.
And with I said this to you yesterday. You always, always bring an amazing show, but the show you brought a few days ago was so far beyond my wildest expectations of what we would have. It was, and your daughter, let me say this because I'm not the only one saying this, we are all going to be saying at some point, "We saw her win."
Yeah, that's sweet.
We saw her win.
That's very sweet.
She's got it. Whatever the it is, she has it.
Got the heart. She's got the heart for it.
And she's got the voice.
Yeah.
She's got the voice.
Oh, that's so sweet. I will tell her that.
I apologize for being a bad guy. We have to wrap it up. Jody's got another thing she's got to do for us.
We
got to get her to her meet and greet.
Yeah.
And set up in time for that. So hope you guys will join us.
I'll see you all very shortly. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Jody. Thank you, my team. Thank you, Disney Cruise Line.
Oh my gosh.
And remember, please remember, stay out of the damn lakes. Have a good one.